Okay, today's daf is Bar Metzia daf Mem Aleph, and we are on Mem Amid Beis. We will pick up a couple of lines up from the Mishnah. The last word on the line is Tana. We are talking about issues between buyers and sellers, and what exactly is the assumed situation when somebody sells wine, when somebody sells oil, the chulu, and we had the discussions in the Mishnah, how much deduction is made when somebody sells wine or oil. And we are finishing up that discussion first before we get to the next Mishnah. Says the Gemara Tana, the end of the line, about 10 lines up for the Mishnah. Echad alokeach ve'echad amafkid lipikatim. There's the same halacha between a buyer and a mafkid and an owner. If somebody gives oil to someone to watch or somebody buys, so it's the same halacha regarding the pekatim. What are pekatim? So up until now we've been talking about residue on the bottom that falls to the bottom. Pekatim is the opposite. It's stuff that floats to the top, right? The Ritva says here it is garua mishmarim, right? It's worse than dregs, says the Ritva. At least the dregs, the residue on the bottom, you could like mix in again. Sometimes if you have a juice, an orange juice, you have the stuff that flows to the bottom. So if you shake it up, then it becomes part of it and you drink it. But when it comes to the items here discussed, says the Ritva, psoles hazesim shehutsafim hashemen. It's the psoles that floats to the top. And it is worse, he says. V'yafil Rabbi Yehuda desavrishim makabal imenu shmarim, the shiny shmarim sheyesh aleim torah shemen, the chazu lahadlaka. The dregs, the residue of the flows to the bottom, that is part of the oil. That's okay. But the pekatim, you know, that is somewhat worse. That cannot be used. It floats. Maybe that's like the when somebody has soup and you have to skim off the top of the soup that nobody wants to eat that fat. So maybe that's something like that. So the Gemara here says, Echad alokeach ve'echad amafkid lepekatim. So my lepekatim. So what is the same halacha regarding which direction? Ilema kehechi delokeach lo makabo pekatim, mafkin latnami lo makaba pekatim. Is it that they both don't? Meaning when a buyer buys oil, it's not included. If he buys a certain amount, then the seller has to give him, excluding pekatim. And also the mafkin, if the mafkin gives oil to a shomer, when he gets it back, the shomer has to give him back pure oil, not pekatim. So Gemara says, but that's not fair. Falei malei, why can't the shomer tell the mafkin, piktach my ebeluhu, you gave me oil, this is stuff that came naturally from your oil, why shouldn't he be able to give it back to him? So Ella, kihech the opposite, says the Gemara. Kihechi de mafkin makabo pekatim, lokeach nami makabo pekatim. Right? It's the opposite, just like a mafkin, which is natural to understand. He is makabo when he gets his oil back, so then we assume that he also takes pekatim in mind, that also is part of the quantity that he's given back. So a buyer nami, when a buyer buys oil, we could assume that he is going to accept it, and that is understood. Says the Gemara, is that really true? Umi makabel lokeach pekatim. Is the lokeach really makabel? Do we assume that? Vatanya, but we learned in a brisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo amru shemen achor elo lemocher bilvad. The brisa says that we only say shemen achor, which is impurities in the oil. The loss, the deduction for impurities. That's how Rashi reads this line. Lo amru, look at Rashi. Lo amru hefsid achiras hashemen. Elo lemocher. The seller is the one that has to bear the loss. Shaharei lokeach makabel alav lugum echzer shmarim b'lo pekatim. Because the buyer accepts getting, if he buys 1.5 lug of oil, that's excluding pekatim. So one second, I thought it is included. So why is it excluded? So Gemara says lokasha hadiyav lezuzei b'tishrei v'kashokal minei b'nisan kimida d'tishrei. It depends on the case. One case, the case where the first case is where he gives money in Tishrei to buy in Nisan. Son, but he's going to get the midas of Tishrei. Hadiyavle zuzei benisan v'kashokel minei benisan kimidat denisan. And the other time where it's totally in Nisan. So therefore, Rashi explains kimidat the Tishrei kishar damim shal Tishrei shu bezol. The Tishrei is cheaper, right? V'stam shmanim achurim, and most oils in Tishrei have dregs and have pekatim. So then we can assume that pekatim were included if the arrangement was made in Tishrei, because then all oil is not pure. But if it was all in Nisan, where Rashi says derach kol hashmanim lios mizukakin, right, oil is all pure, and therefore we could say that he was not accepted, and the mocher is the one that has to supply him with mizukak, pure oil. Remember the Mishnayos and Menachos talk about the different levels of purity of oil. develop purity. Son, the best type of oil, the Shemiz Aizach, was used by the menorah. And then other types of oil were used for carbon, for the menachas. Right? Different types of oil in halacha that are used. Remember, Rabbi Tarfon, I think it is, in Mount Malikin, that says, you have to use Shemin Zayas for Halakas Deir Shabbos. And all the Tanaim say, well, what do you mean if somebody doesn't have it? He's not going to be able to light candles. It's so hard. How can you do that? Once a year, we can figure it out. But every Shabbos? But the different types of oil that we have in Halacha. Okay, let's start the next Mishnah. As we continue here, a couple of blot left to the third perek of Masechet Bamitzia. Three more blot until we get to the world of Hazav. Okay, but first we're still in Hamafkin. Says the Mishnah. Hamafkin chavis eitzel chaveiro v'lo yichtol by limako. Okay, we continue various laws of shomrim. And a shomer doing something with the item. Either it got stolen from him, or he has to give it back, and here, he moved it. So if Reuben gives Shimon a barrel, he did not tell Shimon exactly where to put the barrel. He says, can you watch this barrel for me? Shimon said, sure. He takes the barrel. There was no yichud makom. V'tiltala. And then, during the time of Shmira, Shimon moves the barrel. He moved it to some other place. In his house, v'nishtabra, and it broke. So is he responsible? He moved it. So im mitoch yado nishbara, if it broke while he was moving it, then it depends why he was moving it. Litzarcho, if he's moving it because he wants to use it, he's not a shoel, right? He doesn't have allowance to use it, but he's moving it because he wants to use it to stand on. He wants to use it to do something. He wants to put something on it. Chai, there's going to be chai if he moved it without permission and he moved it for his own benefit, so he's going to be chayav. But let's start chayav. But if he's doing it, let's say, for the protection of the barrel, something was, it was raining in on one side of the house, so he wanted to move it to the other side, so then let's start chayav is going to be, putter. Says that's if it breaks while he's moving it. And there was no yichud makom. But if it broke after he moved it, it's not, he wasn't told, they didn't agree upon a specific spot, and he moved it, and it was fine. And then it broke a day later, Bein Litzarcho Pater. Then he's Pater, because it broke, you know, afterwards, he is not responsible. And he didn't pick it up to steal it, he was just moving it over, and therefore he's going to be Pater. But what if they agreed upon a spot, that I want this in that corner? So then, the tiltal of an ishbara, and then it broke, so then bein mitok yado, bein mishinicha, then even after he placed it down, even if it broke a day later, litzarcho chayev, if he moved it for his own benefit, then he's a gazlan, right, when he used it, and therefore it is his responsibility. If something happens, then he is chayev. Litzarcho pater, but still, if he's a shomer, if he moved it for the good of the item, then even if there was yichud makom, but this makom is no longer good, and I moved it for the good of the item, then it is okay. So the Mishnah talks about litzarcho and litzarcha. There is another reason we might move something, right? And that we're familiar with from Hilchos Shabbos, from Kli Shemalachto LeIsser. We know in the world of Muksa, there is one air category in the laws of Muksa that is not really Hilchos Muksa. It's discussed in Hilchos Muksa, but it's not really Muksa. The Gemara tells us in the 17th parak in Shabbos that at a certain time in history, the Rabbanon were gozer on Kalim, that you weren't allowed to touch Kalim on Shabbos. Originally, they said you can't touch any Kalim, period, no Kalim. They were so a shakua in the malacha of Hotsa'a, that Chazal had to go to the other extreme, and slowly, they allowed most Kalim back. Now, originally, they said, no Kalim, and then forks and knives and basic Kalim we needed to use. So by the end of the day, after the dust settles, they allowed us to use most Kalim, but there are limitations. Machlokas Tanoim, but we paskin, as we know, Kli Shemalachto LeIsser, a Kli that is mostly used for an Isser, a scissors, a stapler, a pen, all of those items, we can move Litzara Gufo and Litzara Fakomo. For the good of the item, we can, if we want to use the item for a mutter purpose, I want to use a scissors to cut a piece of chicken, right? I want to use a stapler for a, hold down my napkin so they don't blow away. Litzara Gufo, using the Gufo of the item, and Litzara Fakomo. If I need the spot, if somebody left a Kli Shemalachto LeIsser on the Shabbos table and I want to put a plate down there, I could pick it up and put the plate down and then I can move it wherever I want, the Magen Avraham says, once it's in my hands. But the only thing that's usher by a Kli Shemalachto LeIsser is what's called Mechama Litzel, from the sun to the shade, from the shade to the sun, which our Mishnah is calling Legufo, Litzarcho, meaning for the good of the item itself. So that is not allowed when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos. So those are the three reasons of movement by a Kli Shemalachto LeIsser. So ask the Rishonim here, what about in our case? Our case is only talking about two categories, right? What we would call Litzarech the goof of the item, that's mechavel sale, or for my own benefit, what we might call the goof. What about Lasarf Makomo? So that's a discussion in the Tur. The Tur quotes the Ramah, and it's quoted in the Ramah. Right? The Ramah, the Yad Ramah, one of the Rishonim, and the Ramah quotes this in Choshe Mishpat, in Simin Reish Tzadi Beis. Says the Ramah. This is in Hilchis Shomrim. Hamafke der Shulchan Aruch quotes the our Mishnah. But we think these Mishnayos are like just Mishnayos Babatia. It's Halakha L'maisa. Right? If somebody has a Shmira. Hamafke Chavaseis L'chaveiro. Bein Sheyichta L'habay L'makom. Bein Sheyichta L'makom. If he was Mafkid, it doesn't matter whether he was Miachin Makom or not. V'tiltala L'tzar Chov and Nishpura. And he moved it for his own benefit. Bein Kodim Shechzir L'makom. Bein Akhar Joshir L'makom. Sheyichta L'makom. Chayav l'shalim. If you are miyachid makom, v'im tiltala l'tzarcha, then it's okay. Ramah, tiltala l'tzarech makoma. Where does that fall? Chayiv b'pshia upater ba'onsim. Says the Ramah, you're chayiv b'pshia. Because you move to l'tzarech makoma, you don't have such a, if a pshia happens, you're chayiv. Upater ba'onsim, but you're upater ba'onsim, you're not called a ganav. V'im ira ha'ones machmas shinui ha'makom. What if it only occurs because you moved it from a place, and then dafka, because it was in that place, you know, the ceiling caved in and the item broke. There was an onis, and it broke because you moved it. So it depends if you were miyachid makom. Im yichdo la bailam makom, if the bailam was miyachid a different makom and you moved it, chayev afilo mishinicha. Im lo yichdo la bailam makom, pater mishinicha. The Ramah said, no, you're still pater mishinicha, but if you were miyachid makom, you're chayev. Says the Sma, right here on the Shulchan Aruch, where the Ramah quotes this Ramah, says the Sma, Afilu Hamakom Hasheni Mishumar Yoser Meharishon. You're going to be chayiv if the ones happen, and you will be Yachim Hamakom, even if this spot is more Mishumar. It's a more safe place. And the Nesivas cannot fathom why that would be true. Right? Ulufiyane Yazdaiti Advarm Tamuim. No. Right? Even we have the Sugya earlier in Baba Metzia, right? The two places we know in Shas. We have the Sugya earlier in Baba Metzia, Lamed Vav, Baba Kama Yud Aleph of Shomer, Shemasa L'Shomer. So there we say, you're going to be chayv even if you were Ola the Shmir, Mawla the Shmir. Why? The specific reason. Ein Ritzoni, Shebikoni, Biad Acher. Right? I don't want the item, you know, to, in the other person's, possession. But it's not called the Pshia. It's not called a pshia. Umitam tchilasu. He says, why would you be chayif? Umitam tchilasu bepshia shenoach lishbar kishetiltula lochi b'sofa ba'onis. Even the pshia farnestalik. You already put it down. Lachen yalef yenez daitis. Therefore, he says, ta kavanat chayif bepshia. When it says here that if you move to the zarech makoma, you're chayif in pshia, and the sma said that even if you raise the makom. Says the Nesivas Hainu and Pasha Bishinu Yamakom Neged Oso Davar. Kigon Shemiyat Bishmira. Shamakamu Eno Mishumar Kalkach. Vikivet Avi Pshia Negedavar Acher Memela Chai Lafilu Baonis Shamakam Avi Pshia Negdo. Bikamakam Avi Onis Shalom Bishabamak was a Pshia Vachayef. Abba Belav Hachi. If you did not lower the standard, Nira Lafianaz Daiti De Patur. Kivet Amakamahu Yosem Mishumarhu. Fu Asimo Mashomer. Logara Mimasa La Acher Lamisha Rogil Lahakid De Patur. As we had earlier in the Shomer Shmazel Shomer Sugya. If you normally put it here, that's fine. So here, if you would normally put it in this place, or even a more guarded place, then it would be okay. So Machlokas Achronim, the Sma and the Nesivis, about that shita of the Ramah. The Ramah says, if you moved to the Sarah Makoma, and then you were poshet, it was a pshia. So then, you'd be chayiv and pshia, but what if you, and then you would be putter and onsin, but the Ramah says, the sma says, even if you raise the bar, you'd be chayiv if something happens afterwards, and the Sivas argues on that. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Haman, he said, who is this according to? Meaning the first part of the Mishnah, we'll get to both parts of the Mishnah. The first part of the Mishnah, if you remember, says if you move something and it was not supposed to be in a specific spot and nothing happened on the way, something happened afterwards, then you're going to be Pater. But if you are Miyachid Makom, then you're going to be more Chayiv. So Hamani, who is this according to when the Reisha says that once you put it down, even if you picked it up for your own benefit, right, once you put it down, you're going to be patur. So who is that like? Tamani Rabbi Yishmael. It's like Rabbi Yishmael's opinion. Dama Rabbi Yishmael says. Now we're getting back to the sugya we had at the end of Maseches Baba Kama. We had four different opinions in the Gemara based on two opinions in the Mishnah. That is, Machlokas had to understand the Mishnah. But remember there was a question about Hashavas Gizela. When a Goslin returns something, does he have to tell the guy he returned it? Does the guy have to, what if he counts and he doesn't tell him, but he counts afterwards and he sees that it's all there, right? Minyan Poter, or just Hashava. Right? We had all the four different opinions there. So, the Gemara says here, this seems to be like Rabbi Yishmael's opinion. Da Amar, Lo Bina, Das Bailim. Rabbi Yishmael there had one of the more makel opinions of Hashava. Once you return it, you don't have to, the Bailim doesn't have to, don't have to know that you returned it in order for you to be relieved of the chiyav onsen. Right? Once you're a Goslin, you're chayav onsen. But if you give it back, so then, right when you give it back, you don't need Das Bailim. You don't. Why? Meaning, where do we see that in the Mishnah? Because the Mishnah is about a case where you moved it, and now it's, you didn't warm me yachid in makom, so it's now it's back, it's as if it's back in the spot of the owner, because you're not moving it anymore, and you're going to be potter. Why aren't you chayav an onsen? The answer is because you returned it. That's enough of a hashava. Where do we see that? Right, that's just look at Rashi, then we'll see the Gemara. Second to last line in Rashi, Hari Hebrew Shus Bailam, give it chila. Right, it's in the Rashus Bailam like it was earlier, and you're back to what you are, Hashomer Chinam, you're putter and onsen. The Abba Bishlo Hadiela Bailam, Lomer Nitaltia Vechzirata. Even if you didn't tell the Bailam, that's the halacha of Lo Bi'ina Das Bailam. So the Gemara, back to the Gemara now, Tanya, let's remember the Brisa we discussed back. If somebody steals a sheep, somebody steals money, give it back, return it. You don't have to say anything. Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael said, what if he doesn't know it was stolen? So you might just make it worse by telling him. You put it back, no harm done. Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi, again, that's our Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva, Omer, no, Tzarech Das Bailim. Rabbi Akiva said, no, it's not called the Hashava unless you tell the Bailim. Right? Hashava Bali Yediya, Lav Hashavahi. It's Rashi's line on the Lashon of the second line. If you have a Hashava without telling the Bailim, that's not called the Hashava. You stole it. The Bailim didn't know about it, but that's the mitzvah of a Heshev Azela. You have to return it. It's a mitzvah asei daraisa. Again, not a mitzvah that all of us, any of us, want to do or should dream of doing. We don't dream of doing all mitzvos, but it's a mitzvah that we know by shivas akzela. So says the Gemara, E Rabbi Yishmael, if it's Rabbi Yishmael's opinion, so my aria lo yichdu. If it's Rabbi Yishmael, so why are we saying only in the Reisha? Right? If you were miyachin makom, I feel yichdu nami. According to Rabbi Yishmael, even if you were miyachin makom, and then you moved it, and then you put it back. It still should be potter. You still should be okay, because you don't need a hashava ma'alya. You don't need the high level. Says the Gemara, lo mi boy kamar. You're right. The ratio should be understood as a not only. Lo mi boy yichdu de makomahu. The chiddush is not only where you were miyachin makom, and then you put it in, back into that spot. That is a hashava without the idea. Ella afilu lo yichdu. Even if you weren't miyachin makom, and it was in spot A, and now it's in spot B. So now you might say that even according to Rabbi Yishmael, that's no good. Afilu lo yichdu do lav mekomahu lo bina das bailim. Even though it's not the same makom as it was, it's still good enough. You don't need Das Bailim for Rabbi Yishmael. Period. So says the Gemara, that's all works out in the Reisha. Ema Seifa. What about the Seifa? That sounds like the other opinion. Yichdu lo ha-Bailim makom v'tiltala v'nishpura. The Bailim were miyachin makom. And then he moved it, and it broke. So then, it's more machmir. Bein mitoch yado, bein mishinicha. It doesn't matter even after you put it down. With sarcho chayiv, because you're a Goslin. And if you're a Goslin, or a Ganav, if you're a Ganav, so then it doesn't matter that you stopped using it, you're chayiv and onsen, and this is not called the hashava. So who is that according to? It's harcha pater. So asna Rabbi Akiva. The seifa sounds like Rabbi Akiva to Amar Bina Das Bailim. And that's why, if the owners don't know about it, so then you have to, you're still chayiv. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva, my Arya, yichtu, afil, yichtu, nami, same kind of question. If it's Rabbi Akiva, then even in the case where you weren't miyachin makom, he should still be chayiv. So Gemara says, you're right, lo mi boy, kama, you're right, the seifa should be understood as a lo mi boy, a not only. Lo mi boy, lo yichtu, not only if he was not miyachin makom, and you returned it to a different spot than it was originally. The lav makomahu, it's not the right spot, and that's why you're still chayiv and onsin. El afil, yichtu, nami, de makomahu, even if you were miyachid makom, and you returned it to that spot. You might say, haven't you done everything you need to do? But you know, that's bailim. No, you still need that's bailim, and therefore, it is not called a hashava here. So, we went into the Reishas Rabbi Yishmael, and the Seva is Rabbi Akiva. Says the Gemara, Reishas Rabbi Yishmael, Seva Rabbi Akiva, is that good? Is that something that we're going to accept? there's that there are Yehuda and Nasi was so saying like two different opinions, so that's somewhat problematic. If you look at the Shita of Kubetzes, the Shita just wonders, why does the Gemara have to only ask this question after the Gemara established like the Deos are according to different opinions? Just ask the Stira Minei Ubei. Just ask the Stira within the Mishnah, that the Gemara does very often. The Reisha is Akasha, Kasha Reisha L'Seifa. Ask the Shita. Ein Lahakshos. Below Rabbi Yishma Rabbi Kiva. Yikshe Maishra Reisha Maishra Seifa. Just ask it straight. Yesh Lomar. No. The Hava Amina. There's another way we could have read the Mishnah. The Hava Amina. The Beseifa. Kiva De Yichid Lo Makom. It could have been all according to Rabbi Yishmael. Putter. But in the case where you're Miyachin Makom, as Kapid Balachave Shaloyika Chenem Yisham Klal. Yichud Makom doesn't mean I only want it in this spot. It means I don't want you to touch it. That's how we could have understood. What's the umdana? What do we assume is the das of the mafkid when he's miyachin makom? Is it just he cares about the spot, or is he cares that he's not touched at all? So maybe that's how we could have understood it. That's how the Gemara could have answered. It's really like Rabbi Yishmael, but yichud makom means I don't want you to touch it. That's how we could have understood. And kamash malan, that we don't assume, well, kamash malan, that it could be that it's two different tanaim in the Mishnah, and that's why we're asking about that. But if it was all one tanaim, we could have understood why the Seifa has a reason why it is different. It's interesting, when we talk about this issue of bi'inan das bailam lo bi'inan, so as we know, the Ganif would rather not need das bailam. No, maybe he's embarrassed. You know, he wants to start off a new slate, and let me put it back and we'll start again. It relates a little bit, if you remember, there is a machlokes, discussed Rosh Hashanah time, between the Chafetz Chaim and Rabbi Elchanan. What's the machlokes? What if somebody speaks Lashon Hara, Ruby speaks Lashon Hara about Shimon, and it was a piece of Lashon Hara that did no damage. It was just something that was bad to say, it was Lashon Hara, and Shimon didn't repeat it to anybody, and Ruby knows that, and Reuben wants to apologize, but he doesn't want to go and tell the person, you know what, I spoke Lashon Hara about you, but I'm really sorry. Does he have to go over and say that to him? As we know, the Yom Kippur is only brings kapara to those who asked forgiveness beforehand, but not the machadero. So does he have to do that? Because Lamaisa, in this case, it's going to make things worse. The whole point of asking forgiveness and coming back together is shalom bereus. So if I caused him damage, of course, I have to say it. I caused you damage. I'm sorry. So ain't brera. But what if it's a case where the guy doesn't know about it? He'll never know about it. And if I bring it up, the relationship is going to be affected forever. So the Chafetz Chaim has a long footnote in the Shmiras Halashon there, in the Ber Maim Chaim. He says, in that case, you don't have to say. You don't have to say in that case. Because what's the goal? The goal is Achva v'rei is coming back together. So in that case, you say, I'm sorry, you could go, you give the old, you know, yimochami, kind of general thing, but really mean it. Right? We should really mean it. We shouldn't just go over to every yimochami, 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 like we did when we were in third grade, and we didn't know what we were talking about. But really, you should ask, you know what, if I did anything to you, you know, if he asks, did you do something to me? I don't know, maybe, you know, we all do things. Ain't tzadik v'aretz asher yachatzov v'lo yachta. Quote him Koheles. Right, okay. But you don't have to. And Rabbi Elchanan seems to say no. No, you got to say it. It's Lashon Hara, you got to apologize. So again, I think the Minhag Olam is, I know what the Minhag Olam is, but it seems like the Chafetz Chaim would be a little easier for us to swallow if we are in that circumstance. But also, similar idea about not telling the one that you violated. So here too, Bina das Bailam or lo Bina das Bailam. Right, that is the one issue. There is another issue, though, not to be fair. This isn't exactly the same thing as the Lashon Hara case. If you remember in Baba Kama, we said, well, it could be if there's an animal that's used to being outside, not in the field. So when you return it, that animal needs more shmira. So that's why maybe you have to tell the owner. Because if he's used to going outside, then he has to guard it more. But, you know, in a larger sense, it is a similar idea. So back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, so are we stuck to say that the Reish is Rabbi Yishmael, the Seif is Rabbi Akiva, and if Yehuda Hanasi was so saying this Mishnah, right, the low, not like one opinion. So Gemara says, in, yeah, that's what we're stuck saying. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zetor Rabbi Yochanan said, Man de Tagim Lichavis Alibet Tatana. If anybody can explain Pshat of this Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan had a dream. His dream was to understand this Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan said, if anybody can explain this Mishnah to me according to one opinion, Movilna Mane Basre Lebe Masusa. I'll schlep his towels to the mikvah after him. I'll be his servant. If anybody can help me out. Rabbi Yochanan is a kulo Torah, right? Remember after his Chavrusa died, Eicha Bar Lakisha, where are you, Reish Lakish? He couldn't live.
That's the Gemara great later on. We're going to have that in the pace, right? The Gemara about Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. But Rabbi Yochanan, what did he dream about? Understanding Mishnayos. He said, if anybody can help me understand this Mishnah, according to one opinion, I'll be indebted to them. I'll be their servant. What's that lashon of I'll carry their towels to the bathhouse? Why exactly is that the lashon? So the Maariv Chayah says, well, maybe it reminds us of a Gemara in Meseches Kiddushin. Says the Maariv Chayah right here. He says, Nira be'enai, de'kai malon, de'eved sheholach kelav shel adon lebeis hamerchatz, kona al yedei zeh v'chazaka. Kinyan chazaka is when an eved, right? Kinyan chazaka is the most wide-ranging, flexible type of chazaka. Right, Mashiach, you pull something, Hagbah, you lift it up. Mosera, we had, you give over the reins. Right, Kinyan Chatzer, we know. What's Chazaka? Chazaka is however you normally use this item. That's Chazaka. If I dig in a field, that's Chazaka. If I, ride the animal in a certain way, that's Chazaka. So what's Chazaka when it comes to an Eved? So the Gemara says, if you use the Eved in the normal way that an Eved is normally serves. So what is that? So that's the exact example given in Kiddush Chav Beis. Shahola Kelev Shal Adam Labesa Merchatz Kona Idizeb Chazaka. Dezehavi Avdus Shal Eved. The Kaimalon, says the Maariv Chayah, Komalachas Shaha Eved Osel Arabo, Talmud Osel Arabo. And there's a parallel between an Eved and Talmud. The Kamer of Yochanan, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Demishi Yataris Lochavis Yolach Achrav Labesa Merchatz. The Yafarsim Lakol Shaoselo Sherus Shechayeva Talmud Larab. I'll be your Talmud. The Chimedumeli, Shereisi Zos Besefer told us, Adam Ve'ein Sifro Tachaz Yadikais. That's Rabbi Yerucham, one of the Rishonim, told us Adam Achava. I think I saw it once there, I was once in the Beis Medrash between Mincha Ma'ariv and I saw it there, but I don't have the Sefer, so I can't check. Via Ayin, and then he says, you might be thinking, Baba Kama Dav Chaf. He said, check in Baba Kama Dav Chaf also, because if you remember in the beginning of the Sugya, Zenen of Zelo Chaser, one of the Amoram says, you know, ask the other Amora a question, could you help me? He's like, if you carry my towel, right? Lechi tish amish li, when you serve me, shakal sudar, karach lei, took his handkerchief and he served him, and there also, the Achronim pointed out, he was creating the Rebbe-Talmud relationship. When a Talmud does something to the Rebbe, right, like the Gemara says in Brachas, Gdola Shimushi Yosef Milimuda, once that relationship is created, so then that is something very, very special. So that's the, what Rabbi Yochanan was saying here, that he will help and schlep, if the person can answer. So, there were a couple of suggestions. Rabbi Yochanan obviously didn't like any of them, because it doesn't say that he accepted them. But there were a couple of suggestions. How could it be that the Mishnah is according to one opinion? Doesn't the first line sound like Rabbi Yishmael, and the second line sound like Rabbi Akiva? In terms of whether you need Hashava Imdas Bailam. So, Tirgamah, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba, the Gemara is going to say that all of these are according to Rabbi Yishmael. Maybe the whole Mishnah is like Rabbi Yishmael, meaning the ratio is okay. Why in the Seifa would you be Chayiv? That's the question. If you don't need a Hashava Ma'alya. So Tirgamah, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba Kamei Derav, Shenat La Manasla Gozla. What if you picked it up, not just to move it, but you had in mind to steal it? So even Rabbi Yishmael would agree in that case. Right? If you note the Manasla Gozla, and you didn't return it, and you had Yichud Makom, where he didn't want you to touch it at all, so that would be a case where even Rabbi Yishmael would agree that you'd be chayiv. Tirgam Rav Nosson Bar Abba Kameh Derav Shenal Amanas L'Shloch Vayad, a little bit differently. Yad Kavana to do Shlichus Yad, meaning to use it a little bit and to put it down. Rashi's Lashon Amanas L'Shloch Vayad Velito Miksasa. So Shlichus Yad, which has the status of Gzeil. Gzeil you have in mind never to give it back. We'll get to the investor in a couple of minutes, the difference between these two. But that's two suggestions given. But my kibiflagi, what's the machlokas? Why does one opinion say it's shenot lamanas lagozla and the other says shlichos yad? B'shlichos yad, tzricha chisaron, the machlokas is, which we'll have later on, be'ez Hashem, whether if I use an item, I'm sholeach boyad, I'm not allowed to, I'm a shomer, I use it. So, does that need, for me to be chayiv, do I need to depreciate the item? Does it have to go down in value? Machlokes. Man da'amar lagoz laksav shlichos yad tzricha chisaron. According to the one who says that you did it here, you took a lagoz la'hiol tzricha shlichos yad, needs chisaron, and here there was no chisaron. And therefore, you want to be chayiv, That's why you can't say the Mishnah is like that case. And according to the one who does say that it's Shalech Boyad here, it's because Shalech Yad is not Nichisaron, you're going to be Chayef anyway. But either way, those are two suggestions how the Gemara could go according to Rabbi Yishmael totally. Rav Sheshes doesn't like either of them. Midi Notzlaktani, Tiltalaktani. The Mishnah doesn't say Notzla, which means like you took it to use. It means you moved it. Tiltalaktani. So Ella Amar Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes is a third opinion. Hachamai Askinan. You brought it to use as a stepladder. You brought it to reach up to get your birds. So you're using it without permission. And therefore, that's why you're going to be chayiv in that case. And all, according to all three opinions, Rashi says, all three opinions are the Mishnah like Rabbi Yishmael, the Seifa, she'inichab makam she'inam makoma, and the Seifa, you didn't put it back in the exact same spot as it was, right? It was yichud makam, you didn't put it back in the same spot, and you either, a gazlan, or a shol shlomi das, or a shalech po yad, one of the three cases, and that is how the Mishnah could be read according to all according to one opinion. For Rabbi Yochanan doesn't like any of those. Why? Because it sounds like in the Seifa, he'inichab makoma mashva. Sounds like you put it back in the same exact spot. So Rabbi Shmuel would say Pater in that case anyway. He wouldn't say Chayiv, even if you took it on Asla Gozlar, Shalefo Yad, or Shor Shlomi Das. All of those would be Pater according to Rabbi Yishmael. The question here is, and you know, you can't learn Baba Kama without mentioning this Rashba. Maybe at some point we did. The Rashba right here in Baba Metzia Mem Aleph. The Rashba asks, what's the difference between Shalefo Yad, Shol Shalomi Das? Those are very similar. Shalech Boyad, I send my hand to use it, no? Shol Shalomi Das, I borrow without permission. What's the difference between those two? And Goslin, right? Those are considered Goslin. So what is the difference between all those three cases? So, says the Rashba, there are three different categories. Three different categories, says the Rashba. He says it a little bit different, a little bit later. We'll get back to why he's saying this, what is going on. But first, let's read the Rashba. V'nira lafi pirusho, yesh gimel chiluke dinim bedavar. There are three dinim in halacha, three different halachas. Gazlan, shol shalomi das, shalech yad bepikadon. All three. Number one, gazlan, that's the easy one. Shedaito ligzol lagamre vein daito l'shalim. V'ze ein sarach yisaron. A gazlan, you're stealing it, you have no intention to give it back. And even if the item is not going to depreciate. No. What do you mean? You're taking the whole thing. You don't need chisaron there. Right? It's just, you took it. The mekiva, the gazal, come labor shuse. Once it's yours, once you stole it, then it's in your rishus. He said this in the footnotes. He says it's not like one of the days in Tosfos, even gzeilas yichah chisaron. But that's number one. Number two. Sholeach yad v'bikadon hu bein shedaito litol mimenu ksas. Kegon, notel revius menachavis vadaito l'shalem. Does it not only if you take a little wine and you have in mind to give it back? I'm using some of your wine. Bein shenishtame shalomidas bailim bebale chayim shufkan etzlo. Or you use an animal that you are guarding that you aren't supposed to use. Lefisha machlas malachton hein mitchasrin umachishim. Shaleach yad bepikadon. Right? It doesn't matter whether you use some wine or the animal that gets a little weaker because you use it. V'ika manda amadenos arachisaron. And there's a machlokus within shaleach boyad whether you even need depreciation. Klomar, the kibbutz shadaito lechasro, since the das, says the Rashba, is to be mechasro, avavi shenanas kodem shechasro chayiv, the kam leber shuse, v'ika manda amadenos arachisaron, lomar shena omid bershuso ashi chasreyu. Machlokus, whether the depreciation is needed in order for you to be chayiv. But the Rashba says you had in mind to use it. The question is, if it got, if you returned it before it went down in value, but you had in mind for it to go down. That's sholeach boyad. V'sholo shalo midas, hu bedavar she'ein mischaser machmas tashmisho. Says the Rashba, sholo shalo midas means no depreciation. By Gazlan, it's not an issue, says the Rashba. By Sholech Boyad, it's a machlokas whether it has to happen, but everybody agrees that it is something that it does happen to. And you have in mind to be machaserit. Shol Shlomi Das is bedavash ein mischaser machmas hashmisho kigon. Tiltil asachavis amanas laviala gozlos. The case in our Mishnah. The last suggestion. I want to use the barrel as a stepladder on the other side of the room. Nothing's happening to the barrel. Right? I just want to use it. The Alpha Peking, Kiva, Shalosh Lomidas, havi gazlan. V'chayev onsin av bishlo chasru klal. You're chayev onsin even though you didn't depreciate it. That's sholah shalom idas. Anything that does not depreciate that you want to use and then put back. That is him. He quotes the Baal Amor. The Baal Amor is here, and all the Achronim discuss this Baal Amor. The Baal Amor says, there's no difference between Shol Shalom Midas and Shlichus Yad. Says the Rav. He quotes Rav Zeracha, Halevi Kasav, the Shol Shalom Midas and Shlichus Yad, Laman Da Amar, Ein Atzricha Chisaron, Chadu. Sholeach Yad, and according to the opinion, Ein Atzricha Chisaron, it's the same thing. V'rayel Adavar, Hadain sugya deroa, which we'll get to. Behutzrich lutchok atzmo biyoter b'shmaisa. There are many sugyas that don't work according to him. But either way, that is the three categories that the Rashi talks about. Maybe sometimes there's an overlap if there's no chisaron. But again, gazlan, there's no issue. According to the Rashba, Shol Shalom Midas is not Yichisaron. Shlichus Yad is the Machloka Tzricha Chisaron. The way the Rashba formulated it, it means, do you need a Chisaron for him to be considered a Gazlan? They're all considered Gazlanim. Or do we say that even if you had in mind to be Machaser, if you're returning it before the Chisaron occurred, maybe you were never considered a Gazlan? So that's the three cases of the Rashba relating to our issue. Let's do a little more, and then maybe we'll get back to the issue of why all of these are considered Gazlanim and not Ganavim, something that we have spoken about in the past. But first, let's do a little more. There's, again, more, the Rishonim, there's a lot more Rishonim here. Maybe not everybody agrees to the definitions of the Rashba, but to know that the sugyas are here amongst other cases. Itmar, now let's get to the main Machlokas Amorim. Interesting, Itmar always introduces a Machlokas Amorim. So we start off with Rav, even though Rav Tanu Palig, but he's quoted as an Itmar. Rav, Alevi, Chad Amar Shlichus Yad, Tzricha Chisaron, V'chad Amar Shlichus Yad, Ein Tzricha Chisaron, Machlokas, whether it requires the Chisaron in order to be considered a Gazlan. Just look at Rashi on Tzricha Chisaron. Lo habi Shlichus Yad, La ha'amida birshuso, Ela imkein chasra. Similar to what the Rashba says, even if you physically took it to use, it's not called yours until after the depreciation occurs. El imkein chasra. So machlokas. So testayim deravu damer shlichus yad ein ezer chisaron. Let's assume that Rav is the one that says it does not need to depreciate, meaning right when you took it to use it. So then you're chayev. The Tanya, the Brisa says. And again, and you read some of Gemara's, it's that Baal Amor seems to make sense. If you don't need chisaron, then basically you're shol shalom midas. Right? So there is a logic to that. It's just that certain Gemaras seem to contrast the two and have them separately. But that's an important sheet to be aware of. The time, some various different, in various contexts in Shas, there are overlapping rules, and the Rishonim struggle, it seems like they're different. And the Rishonim struggle sometimes to figure out what the difference is. So here's one of them. Shol Shalom Midas and Shlichus Yad and Shlichus Chisaron. What's another one? We discussed Shabbos afternoon. Psik Reishu Delamich Aleim, Lachan and Shlichus Legufa. Also there, the Rishonim try to figure out, and there was a Magen Mishnah in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, what is the difference between the two of them? Okay, the Tanya, but the Braisa says, Ro Eshaya Roa Edro, a shepherd who has his sheep, Vidich Edro Balair, and he left his Eder, and he's watching other people's sheep also. He came to the city, Uba Zeivataraf, Uba Ari Vidaras, and all of a sudden when he was in the city, an ones happened. A wolf or a lion came and ate one of the sheep. Putter, he is putter. Rashi says that quotes the Gemara later on, we're talking about a case where there was no pshia here. He did not leave it in a place that was unguarded. It was normal behavior. It was during the day, people were around, putter. But he niach maklo v'tarmilo aleha, but if he had put his stick or his knapsack on one of the sheep, chayiv, then that's called using it, that's shlichus yad, and therefore he's going to be chayiv. V'yavina, but we asked about that. Mishum diniach maklo v'tarmilo aleha, chayivu, chayiv. Hashak linu, but he took the stick and the knapsack off afterwards. Why should that make him chayiv automatically? V'yamar rav nachman, amar rav barav, v'yamar rav, bodan aleha. Right, we're talking about if they're still on there. If they're still on there, that's where he's going to be chayef. Says the Gemara, "V'chiyodin alam mayhavi halo mashcha." But one minute, if it's still on there, he still didn't do a kinyan. So why is he going to be chayef in that case? The Amar Ishmael Bar Rav Yitzchak. This is all a quote explaining that case. Amar Rav. So Rav explained, "She kisha b'maka v'ratz lefanav." The case was where you gave the animal a smack with a stick, right, and then the animal went. That's a kinyan. Says the Gemara, "Valo chasra." But what do you mean? There was no chisaron in the animal. The animal just—that's how you get make the animal go. So valo chasra. Rashi explains, "This is the end of the raya." El alav shma mina ksaver shlichos yad in esricha chisaron. So it must be that Rav is the one that says you don't need chisaron because here you're washing sheep, you hit it, so that's you are kona it by causing it to go. That's a form of kinyan chazaka, and the animal did not depreciate. So in esricha chisaron, Rav must hold that it does not require chisaron. Says the Gemara, maybe not. Maybe you weakened it. You did depreciate it when you hit it with a stick. And Deganami, Diktani, and also the language. So maybe it did go down, and therefore Rav holds Sricha chisaron. Rav is the other opinion, and the Gemara says, "Umi de Rav saver shlichos yad sricha chisaron, Levi saver shlichos yad ena sricha chisaron." And since Rav is one opinion, Levi must be the other opinion. Stop there for a moment. Rashi wonders here. Rashi has a kasha. And again, this is what the Rashba is commenting on when he says those three categories. Rashi asks a couple of lines up from the bottom. Why is this a case of shlichos yad? Maybe this is a case of shol shlomidas. Right, that's Rashi's kasha. That's the sugya. Six lines up from the bottom in Rashi. V'kasha dilma ha'deniach maklova tarmilo chiyuvei lamishem shlichos yadu deliboy chisar and elamishem shol shlomidasu kehu delel dechavis. So Rashi says lohi dechi amrina b'shomim sheila shlomidas. Bidavar she'eno kichesh v'chiser machlus malacha, something that does not depreciate. Avol bale chayim hamachishe machlus malacha tchilaso shlichus yadhi. So that's Rashi, and that the Rashi expands on that Rashi to come up with the three categories. That's the Rashba. Good. We continue. So says the Gemara, if Rav is the one that says shlichus yad requires chisaron, Levi does not require chisaron. So my time as a Levi. So why does Levi say that? Interesting. The Gemara always asks first what is the more difficult. If we would have had to say shlichus yad, sricha rein sricha, which would we have said? Which would we have said that you'd be chayifar? So maybe we would have said, well, you have to do something. If you put it right back, why should that? Well, you never come on it to steal it, and you put it right back. So what's the shita of Levi that says ainas yichu chizaron? You're automatically a goslin already. My time is a Levi. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yosi ben Arai. Why? Because of the following brisa mishune. It's based on a limud, as we'll see. It's based on a pasuk mishune shlichus yado amur b'shomer sachar mishlichus yado amur b'shomer chinam. Right, there are limudim that the chiv of shlichus yad apply by both shomer, and because there's a two psukim, we'll say that the din that applies to shomer sachar is different than shomer chinam. That's Rabbi Yosi ben Nahorai. But in the Rabbi Yochanan quotes him, but Aniomer, Rabbi Yochanan himself says, "Ain a mishuna." I do not think it is any different. Rabbi Yochanan argues, "Rabbi Yosi ben Arai." Well, my mishuna. Let's just see what it's mishuna, and then we'll go further. So the Gemara says the following limud: Lo tamer shlichos yad v'shomer sachar v'teisi mishomer chinam. Why do you need the limud by shomer sachar? Just learn it from shomer chinam. Why? It's a kal v'chomer. Uma shomer chinam shepatur b'gneva v'aveda shalach v'yad chayiv shomer chinam, which has a low level responsibility, patur b'gneva v'aveda, and yet still is going to be chayiv for shlichos yad shomer sachar shechayiv b'gneva v'aveda l'kol shekein. So surely shomer sachar would be chayiv for shlichos yad. Why does the Torah have to explicate it? So why does the Torah have to say shlichus yad by shomer sachar? Lomer lacha shlichus yad ain't a sricha chisaron. To tell you the edit chiddush that shlichus yad not only are you chayav for shlichus yad, but even if it does not depreciate, and then Tosfos adds on top, and once you say it by shomer sachar, we can use a lima to apply it to shomer chinam also, and that's why shlichus yad always does not require chisaron. That is Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Yosi ben Nehorai. So that's his limud. That's what Levi would hold. And Rabbi Yochanan would say, I don't think this limud applies. And I think it's like Rabbi Lazar would say, it's the davada achasi. What is davada achasi? That's the Gemara. My davada achasi. That kavachomer doesn't work. If shomer chinam is chayav for shlichus yad, surely shomer sachar, no. Malo shomer chinam shekein mishalem tashlumei kefel. Betoy tainas ganav. A shomer chinam has a possibility of paying kefel. Right? If he swears, the sugi is from Perek Baruba, if he swears that it was stolen, and it ends up that he stole it, he has to pay kefel. Toy tainas ganav. What happens if a shomer sachar swears that it was stolen? He's chayav. Shomer sachar is chayav kefel. So he'll never be chayav kefel. So therefore, says the Gemara, in a one little detail, Shomer Chinam has a Chumrah that Shomer Sachar doesn't have. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan does not think of that this is a limud, and therefore, there's no kal vachomer, and therefore you would say tzricha chisaron. But there's no extra pasuk. Uman de lo parech. Aye, Rabbi Yossi ben Nehorai. Why isn't he bothered by that? He said the kal vachomer is still strong. Why? Savar, the fact that shomer chinam is chayav and kefal once in a while, that doesn't make it a, give it a chumra. Karna belo shvua adifa mikvela b'shvua. A shomer sachar always pays. So that is more stringent than a shomer chinam, who most of the time doesn't pay, but if he's caught after he was nishba shenignava, he would be kefal. So that's an interesting way of how you determine chumra and kula. If you have one stringency in one case, but you have much more stringency in many cases, but not as strong, you know, when do we say that, right? We had the Rav Yosef Engel, I'm just remembering now, I would have brought it in. Rav Yosef Engel has a case where sometimes does quality override quantity? We had a shiur on that a couple of years ago, right? Like the Ron discusses in Yuma, and the Gemara discusses, what if I have a choice of eating, doing many little averos, or one major avera? Right, one little bit, let's say the case of is on Shabbos. On Shabbos, it's pikuach nefesh, I have to eat treif. Well, that's a question. I have to eat meat. So either I have treif meat in front of me, I could eat a lot of kizesim of treif meat, which is a lot, or I could shecht an animal, which is an isher skila, right? And then, what should I do? Which is more kal, which is more chamer? Skila is a one-time event. One-time shechita, boom. But eating treif, every kizayis that I eat. Once I do the shechita, then it's going to be kosher. So, quality versus quantity. So here too, this relates to that. Keren, always chayiv. Kefel, once in a while chayiv. Right, this goes into that sugya. I don't remember if he quotes this gemara. He must, because he quotes everything. But that's his one of his ma'amarim in Asvin Daraisa, I think it is. Okay, there's a comment of the Ritva later on that also discusses this, that on Zapsadi Dalid, that Hashem later on in the Masechta, we'll get to, says the Ritva, relating to this theme, says the Ritva Veteda, Sharei Pa'amim Yesh Belamed Kama Chumros She'enom Bimalamed V'yafilu Achi Mipnei Chumra Koldehu She'yesh Bimalamed She'enom Belamed Parach Tamud Amina. That's exactly our case. Sometimes it's not going to be a perfect chumra versus kula, but if it's enough of a chumra, even if the lamid has one chumra, it's still good enough. Malaploni shekein yish lo chumra plonis v'alderach zeh parachasam yichiyuv tekfeilat hashabachinam the dama osa chumra garmalo umadlo parachasam ksavar tchiha leka lemechshve chumra klal kivat the karna chmir mikfeila. He continues. Good. Also, keep in mind two other points related. Number one is, I'm not going to go into this too deeply right now because we've done this often in the past. These cases of Shor Shlomi Das and Shlichus Yad, as we know, the Rambam writes in Perek Gimel of Hilchus Gzela, they're all considered Gazlanim. Why are they all Gazlanim and not Ganavim? The guy, the Mafka doesn't know about it, but they're all Gazlanim. Shaleach Yad, maybe we'll talk more about this when we talk about Kofar B'Pikadon, which the main sugi is at the end of Shlichus Yad and Kofar B'Pikadon will relate to the last mission of Mafka later on in Daf Mem Gimel. But we've related to that to the Chiddush of Reb Chaim that we discussed often in Baba Kama, what the difference between the Machayev of Geneva and the Machayev of Gzela. Geneva is all about the Maisa Geneva. It's all about the Maisa Geneva. That's what Geneva is about. Gezela is about the Hefsin Mamon. So here, by these items, there might not be a Maisa Geneva because it was already given to you. You're using it. So you're depreciating it. You're causing a loss. But maybe there's no Maisa Geneva. That's why all these would be considered Gazlonim and not Ganavim. Okay. The other point that the Achronim here mentioned, the Shram Sian Balacha here has a couple of columns related to this, and that is, Rabbi Yochanan here quotes his Rebbe and then says, I argue on my Rebbe. You allowed to argue on your Rebbe? All right, Rabbi Yochanan here argue on his Rebbe, right? Are you allowed to argue on the Rebbe? So the Rashi says on the top line, Rabbi Yochanan Polig at Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Nohorai Rabbe. He argued on his Rebbe. But we know, are you allowed to argue on your Rebbe? The Radvaz has a fascinating Shuvah. Great Shuvah. Radvaz, I don't think we ever mentioned this. Tuf Tzadi Hey. We find many times that Talmidim argue on Rebbeim. MS says the Radvaz, ki Rishonim chokim sharei Rabbeinu Hakadosh cholak al Aviv v'al Rabo b'kamim b'kamos v'chein nimsa ba'amoraim Rabo cholak al Rabo v'anachmeini v'chein Rashba al Ramban v'chein Rosh al Harama v'chein b'chol dor b'dor. V'yachol lachlok alav b'chayav b'rayos Derech Maso Maton. Avaloye Koveya Atmo Lidrosh Barabim Lokfo Yeshiva. You could argue on your Rebbe if you have Raya's Brewers. We have to do it in a covetic way. And it shouldn't be comparing. Ubechlau zesh lo yachlok al rabo kederech hachokim lenatzeach es rabo. It shouldn't be to try to win. Ela omer rayosav bifanav. Tell your Rebbe the Raya's. Im yashu beinav mutav im lav yishtok. Velo yomer lo. Kach nearly. Well, Rebbe, you think that, but this is what I think. Shouldn't say that. Ubechlau zesh lo yomer la achirim Rebbe matav ani yoser. My Rebbe says this, but I say that. V'chein la'efech, v'chein kol yosef v'dvaram elu. Aval, that's to talk to him. Aval lichtov la'atzmo rayosef. Afilo shim k'neged rabo mutter. Aval lichtov psako hara la'chirim k'neged rabo b'chayav. Usher. V'chein mutter la'chlok olav achar moso. V'lifsok v'lores k'fi rayosef v'lasos z'alayim. Maisa avishik k'neged rabo v'chulu. Aval lichtov v'sefer divrei rabo v'rayosef. Divrei atzmo v'rayosef. Afilo shim sosim divrei rabo mutter. V'chein asu kol rishonim. The Rashi will quote the Rabban in his Rayas, and they say, these are my Rayas. I don't know if he did that when the Rabban was alive. He seems to be mechalik a little bit between them. Either way, the Iker is to do it with their kavod. The Iker is not to compare oneself to their Rebbe, right? Not to put themselves in the same plane. Even though, but we find many times that Amram argued on Rebbeim. Here is an example that Rabbi Yochanan argued on Rabbi Yossi ben Nehorai. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Rava Amar... Lo tomar shlichus yad lo b'shamachin. Once we're talking about the makar shlichus yad, one more limon. Lo tomar shlichus yad lo b'shamachin lo mesher b'sachar. We're saying, why does it say if by shamachin and shamasachar? Learned it from one of them. Rava says, say it by neither of them. Vitesi mishoel. Wow. Have a kal v'chomer from shoel. Why? Ma shoel diladaz bailim ka'avid. A shoel who's allowed to use the item. Ladaz bailim. Sholach bayad chayiv. But if he decides, I'm going to use it without permission. What's something I'm not allowed to do? Sholach bayad chayiv. Shemachinah v'shemesachar. Lo koshukin. Surely they're not allowed to touch it. So lamanemar. So why do we have makaras for shlichos yad by them, by those shomim? Chad alomar lachad shlichos yad ain shlichos chisaron. Want to tell me the chiddush that even if it does not depreciate, the idach. And the other halacha, shalotomar dialava minadin lios kenido, not to limit the kal v'chomer. Why? Because there's an exemption by shoel. Ma shoel b'bayilim pater, by shoel, sugya for later on in the Masechta. If the owner is there, there are other also permutations of bayilim, but if the owner, if the mashil is with the shoel, when something happens, the shoel is pater. Ab shomer chidim v'shomer zachar bayilim pater. So you might say that pater applies to shomer chidim v'shomer zachar. It does not. So, but you might have thought that, so that's why, in order that we don't say daya, which normally is the din of limiting kal v'chomers to what the melamed has, that you don't say. Those are the two makaris why you have two extra limudim by shlichus yad. Ulamad amar shlichus yad tzricha chisaron hani tati shlichus yad lamali. But if you say shlichus yad does in chisaron, so what do you do? How do you answer this question? So chada shlotomer daya lavim adil yas kenidon. Want to teach me daya ve'idach legidatanya and the other. To teach me a halacha by Toin Tainis Ganav that we learned back in Baba Kama. V'nigra balabayis el Elohim, the owner, the mafkid, goes to the judges. L'shvua, he goes regarding the issue of shvua, that the shomer is going to swear in order to be chayiv Toin Tainis Ganav. Ata omer l'shvua, oino en elodin, ne'emer b'shlichus yad l'matav, ne'emer b'shlichus yad l'malo, so we compare, it's there for the zirashava, malahalon l'shvua, avkan l'shvua. So as we learned, Toin Tainis Ganav is only chayiv if the Ganav swears about it, that it was stolen, and then he is caught. If he didn't swear, if he wasn't didn't swear, then he's not going to be chayiv. Okay, we'll have to stop here. There's also discussions about machlokas about gzeira shava, right? In adam gzeira shava me'atzmo, but the kesubia machlokas about gzeira shava as we have throughout Shas. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue.